It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The House Select Committee investigating the events surrounding the storming of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of last year held its second in a series of public hearings yesterday. The panel mostly focused on efforts by former aides and allies of the former president who say they attempted to disprove theories of widespread fraud in the aftermath of the 2020 elections. Live testimony was provided by former Fox News editor Chris Steigerwalt. He's the one who basically made the call on Arizona going for Biden on election night, angering many in the Trump camp. Plus, Republican election lawyer and veteran of the 2000 Bush v. Gore fight, Ben Ginsburg, among others. The key witness for the day, former Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien, withdrew from the hearing shortly before it was supposed to start. He said his wife had gone into labor. Interesting that a day later, there's no news of any child being born yet, but I digress. Anyway, the January 6th committee on Monday played clip after clip of Trump's inner circle telling investigators that they had seen no evidence of his claims that the 2020 election had been stolen and that they had all told him so. Former Attorney General Bill Barr, Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, and former campaign manager Bill Stepien were among those who said they had spoken directly to the president and told him that he lost. And in the second public hearing, once again, the former Attorney General Bill Barr provided key testimony. In a pre-recorded statement, he said he thought then-President Trump had become, quote, detached from reality if he believed his claims of election fraud. Former Trump aide Jason Miller also testified that on election night, Rudy Giuliani said Trump needed to, quote, go say that we won. He added that Giuliani was definitely intoxicated, an allegation that Giuliani's team denied. There was a bit of a dust-up, though, inside the committee, as Chair Benny Thompson told reporters that the panel would not criminally refer the former guy or others to the Justice Department. Well, that statement drew quick reactions from other members on the committee, revealing that the panel is split over how to handle potential criminal referrals of Trump and his associates for prosecution. During Monday's hearing, Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren said that Trump knew he had lost the election, was told he had lost on dozens of occasions, and not only refused to accept it, but actively pushed conspiracy theories and other false claims that he knew were wrong to stir up his party's base and to raise over $250 million off of those claims, most of which went into Trump's coffers, not to fight so-called election fraud. Well, in response, Trump lashed out with a 12-page statement trashing the committee's work. What else is new? And some breaking news. The January 6th committee has postponed the hearing scheduled for tomorrow, for Wednesday, saying they just need more time to do all the video work, that they have a small staff and they need more time. Thursday's hearing is still slated to go on as scheduled. The other big topic today is the gun deal. As we told you yesterday, there's a framework of a bipartisan deal on guns, and now this bipartisan group of 20 senators, 10 from each side of the aisle, just need to put it into a bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said Monday that the Senate would vote on new gun legislation as soon as they hammer out the language. The proposed bill would provide grants to states to enact red flag laws, tighten background checks for gun buyers under 21 years old, and close the boyfriend loophole with tougher restrictions for people who have abused romantic partners. In other words, not much that would have deterred any of the recent spate of mass shootings, though it is a first baby step. So there's that. Separately, Ohio's Governor Mike DeWine on Monday signed a bill letting school staff, including teachers, carry guns on campus after only 24 hours of training. A recent state Supreme Court ruling had required 700 hours of training, so a House Bill 99 will make it a lot easier for school districts to arm more teachers. In New York, Governor Kathy Hochul preempted another expected SCOTUS ruling. On Monday, she signed a package of laws shielding abortion patients and providers from out-of-state legal actions, making New York among the first to adopt safe haven legislation ahead of an expected Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. And back in D.C., the House is expected to clear the Senate-passed bill extending security to families of Supreme Court justices later today. The Senate unanimously passed the bill, authored by Senators Chris Coons and John Cornyn, in May. But it's been held up in the House for a few weeks as Speaker Pelosi wanted to add protections for the families of the Supreme Court employees. But Republican leaders warned that the amended bill wouldn't have enough votes to pass. They will vote anyway, and the bill they'll vote on would allow the Supreme Court police to provide around-the-clock security protection to the families of Supreme Court justices. Today's primary day in South Carolina, Maine, Nevada, and North Dakota, so go vote. And who knows, maybe the polling place is somewhere you can get cool. Record-setting heat pushed east yesterday, with 107.5 million people expected to be affected by heat advisories, warnings, and watches through tomorrow. People from parts of the Gulf Coast to the Great Lakes and east to the Carolinas are being warned to stay indoors as temperatures rise to triple digits in many places. Several cities, including St. Louis, Memphis, Minneapolis, and Tulsa, were placed under excessive heat warnings due to forecasts of temperatures rising to 100 degrees Fahrenheit or more, worsened by the high humidity that it'll make it feel at least 10 degrees hotter. Chicago's even opening 6 public cooling centers today and tomorrow, and also is inviting people to beat the heat in public libraries. And again, go vote. I would guess most polling places are air conditioned too. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.